Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week it's Snap Pea 87.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
I don't know, but there's a slight chance that this has been 2 weeks in a row that these have come out, but I don't know. I'm not going to say that because you never know with us.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
Maybe you've been lucky enough or unlucky enough to have 4 episodes
in
a fortnight.
Wowza. Thank you for sticking on by with us.
Thank you. We will just say that Melbourne spring has sprung.
Yep.
And
I don't have any hay fever yet though.
Oh,
do you?
I do. Yeah, yeah. I actually got hay fever at the end of August.
Yes, I know you did.
Yeah, and then I googled it and they said it's, yeah, so my eyes are a bit funny now. But also, the house that I now live in is a lot smaller. I have a ragdoll cat and I think that's there was other areas for
that
cat to go, and
there really was.
Now there's not.
Yeah,
so,
got it.
Yeah, I'm suffering.
Yeah.
With cat fever, I think. Anyway, let's get into your messages.
Let's hear
please.
From you.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hello.
It's Cecilia.
Hi, Cecilia.
Here from Adelaide.
Hi, Cecilia.
Although I'm actually currently in Queensland.
Wow.
On Sunshine Coast. You might be able to hear some waves crashing
I can.
In the background. I'm sitting on the beach at 7:30 in the morning while my eldest has surf. It's lovely here.
Mm.
But I just wanted to ring up with, we obviously are on holidays.
Yes.
And we've been getting ready for this holiday for about 5 years, it feels. But we finally made it.
I know how that feels.
I love that
Gold
line.
Coast, which is really lovely. I know we're very lucky to be able to do this.
Yeah, that's okay.
But I just wanted to talk about our experience at the Worlds, Movie World and SeaWorld in particular. They were brilliant with our little pea shoot who has a physical disability.
Excellent.
So we were able to get like front row seating to all of the shows. They had special spots designated for people in disabilities. There was this lovely lady at SeaWorld, her name was Chrissy, and she just kind of like would find us. It was like she was like our little guardian angel there, and she seemed to just find us. awesome. And be direct us, oh, this is the quickest way in here. Great. And don't worry about lining up there. And here, this way is easier to get out without
That's
the crowds.
Incredible.
She just kind of got it. So yeah. She was brilliant. She just seemed to pop up at exactly the right moments. Awesome. And directed us to make our time at SeaWorld just super easy. Mm. And then at Movie World, we went to the guest services office and they took one look at my daughter's like AFOs and were like, right, they're AFOs. Here's a wristband.
Oh.
You don't have to line up for lines.
Oh, wow.
You just sort of go this other way. And
good on you.
Because you can't
Thanks
take prams or wheelchairs in the line. So
yes.
I was thinking this is going to be a bit tricky. We're just going to have to hold her. But they're like, no, you just go to this way, go to the front.
Great.
So it was brilliant.
I'm so glad.
And they're like, we obviously want the family to stick together. So you all get to go to the front of the line.
Oh, yes, good.
You know, it's not just for Lucy. So they measured her. We knew exactly what rides she could and couldn't
fantastic.
Go on.
So good.
And it was just easy.
Mm.
You just would rock up. The ride people would look at her wristband and be like, yep, no worries, oh, you go, like, go through. And like one ride they were like, do you just want to stay on, even though there was a big line? And I kind of went, oh, if we're allowed to, that'd be great.
Imagine.
So yeah, it was a really good experience for us. I had initially dreaded thinking, this is going to be like way too much.
Yep.
Like the worlds are going to be really
overwhelming.
And it's going to be tricky having a child like in a special needs stroller and whatnot, but it was fantastic. It was complete polar opposite.
Right.
So I wanted to share that if any other peas are also lucky to go on a holiday, and I do say that knowing that we are very privileged to have been able to go on this holiday.
It's okay.
Make sure you go to guest services when you get to the world and get yourself a wristband. And it's not just physical disabilities either. Mm. So they were just all over it.
Great.
So I wanted to share that.
Awesome.
So, it's been really lovely to get away. We've only had one negative experience from another member of the public at Movie World, because like I said, they reserve the front row seats for people with disabilities. And this family walked in late to one of the shows and they were like, oh, can anyone sit here? Next to me, there was a gap, and I said, well, no, they're reserved for people with disabilities. And he goes, oh, my wife's a bit of a spaz.
Oh,
and I just looked at him like, that is not appropriate. You
really
need to go somewhere else. And he just said, I'm not going anywhere else. And he sat down next to us. And I just looked at him and said, I have a child with a disability. I said, do you honestly think that's funny? And he was like, just looked at me and goes, oh, sorry.
But
then continued to sit there. So anyway, that was our only one negative, which put me in actually a really foul mood.
Yes.
And then I just had to kind of breathe through it and be like, okay, we're going
to
encounter those people. I'm hoping I made him maybe think twice before
Hopefully, you never know.
But anyway, who knows? Anyway, good morning from the Sunshine Coast. Sunny, beautiful, and lovely.
I'm glad.
See ya.
The best.
I'm so glad you're on holidays.
Yes.
We'll try and forget the rectum human, even though it will stay in your mind forever.
Yes.
But that's just a really great story. I just never, I didn't know.
Awesome. We went to Wet n Wild last year, but I didn't think to do any of that.
I know. Why don't we think of these things?
I don't know.
Anyway.
We run a podcast.
We're lucky
and then
we've got
don't think of
like
anything.
You, Cecilia, because Tanya does nothing.
Tanya, useless.
Now
Why
we know.
Why doesn't she work this shit out for us?
Tanya should work it out.
Go up there,
She should
Tanya.
Be like, it's school holidays.
We'll pay
I just
you
want
nothing.
Everybody to know.
Excellent tip.
Excellent.
And if you're a local and you know some of those
let us know.
Tips or you work there or something, please let us know.
Or any other places that
you
work.
Yeah, Gumby World down here.
Yeah, look, anything. Where the city meets the country.
Yeah.
Which is a reference only children who grew up in the 90s
in
Victoria
will
know. So sorry about that.
Yeah. Or, as my new IGA has been taken over, is the new Copper Art, which is making me laugh for hours. Because I walked in.
I can't believe it.
This is only for my local friends.
I tell you what, if we remember, which we probably won't, we'll put a photo on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh. The IGA, hangout. I've been there for 14, probably 18 years.
Yeah.
And they've changed hands and they've put in a display that looks
I said to Mandy, this is at least 15 years ago. It's. Do you know what it is? And I say this being a Christian woman myself. It was a Christian woman's home in the early 2000s.
Yes.
It's like milk cans with flowers and... I couldn't believe it.
I walked in the
Where
door.
Where did they buy it?
I don't know. And it's freaking everybody out in our suburb. And if anyone knows what I'm talking about, when you see it, you will know. I took a photo and put it on my personal Instagram because I didn't want to
be
completely rude.
No,
but I also had to mark the moment.
Oh, because
and my friend is like, this is copper art. And then I'm on this looking at all these
Pete
ads
Smith
of
copper art. Which if you're young, you don't even know what copper art is. So I'm Google
and
it on YouTube.
What made me laugh is because the best part about our IGA is they make like movie popcorn.
Yes.
And everyone talks about it, right? It's cheap, smells delicious. And because there's new stuff, there was three women my age, middle-aged women, arguing about how to make the popcorn. There's all this new stuff.
We've got all new stuff too.
Yes.
Both the IGAs have been bought out.
Yes.
But why did they – have people left?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
Because I'm like –
I'm like, where are all these new stuff?
And I'm like, this community better benefit.
It better benefit. Right? Because my old IGA card doesn't work now.
Luckily,
I have to get
it's
a
not
new
your
one.
Birthday.
Luckily.
So I'll be buying you something from that course. Anyway, locals, tell me if you're loving it as much as me, not.
Oh, that's hilarious. I've just never seen, I can't get over it. I'm like, this is.
I sent Miss 12 in and her friend to go and have a look and they came back and said, wow.
I know. Just.
Anyway,
I think if your church ever did like a harvest or
maybe it's in time for Halloween or
maybe,
something. Or
I don't know.
Like it's like you're in America and it's fall.
Yes, it is. It is. And we're Australia in spring. What? None of it makes any sense.
No.
But
anyway.
Anyway, it's I. Yeah, I have
it's
enjoyed
been a big
it.
Change.
It's a big change for us.
And it's ridiculous,
it is.
But it's anyway. Been, it's brought me joy. Anyway, keep going. Let's hear from the peas, not me.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hello.
It's Vanessa here.
Hi, Vanessa.
I'm just sitting in my car waiting for school pickup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought, I could just send in a little
yes, you can.
Speak pipe.
Yes.
I've been meaning to for a while, but I now have 12 minutes until the bell rings. So hopefully this will work on the first take.
It is
working. And I won't have to do like three more.
No.
So I'm happy with how I sound.
No, don't worry about that.
A speak pipe. I discovered I sound really young. And I don't know how much I love that. I think I'll love it when I'm 50. But right now at like 36 and I
sound
12,
about 34.
It doesn't really come in handy on the phone because no one takes me seriously.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought I'd share that, Kate, I am part of the big move of 2023. Mm-hmm. Our family is also moving house.
Mm.
And I've been empathizing a lot with the bits and pieces you share about moving. It's a real pain in the ass, especially when you've got kids.
Mm. Yeah.
We've got four of them.
Yep.
We've just broken the news to them that moving house at the end of the year will also mean changing schools and daycares and kindies and all that jazz. Thankfully, not therapists.
Oh, good.
I'm so committed to our beautiful team and they are committed to us that we're going to drive the 45 minutes to therapy.
Mm.
But we're not doing that for school all that jazz every day.
No.
I'm just looking at my house going, my gosh.
Where
how the hell am I going to pack
I
and
know.
Clean this whole house?
I know.
Where are my children's birth certificates?
I know.
Them for school?
Yep.
No idea. I'm just really hoping that we get a bit of a, you know, village-like support as we pack and clean.
Mm.
Otherwise, I don't know. It's going to be a hoot, I'm sure.
Yes. It's overwhelming.
Fun times, classic hits. So that's we're joining the big move of 2023, not our choice. It's a work thing that's come up and we need to move. Mm.
It's hard. It's hard when it's not your choice.
I am also starting a new job.
Oh, wow.
I remember learning once about how, like,
all the stressful
stress
things.
Scale, yes. And that, yeah. You know, each, you know, significant, yep, life change is worth,
yep,
a certain amount of points. Right, and then, right, you know, if you get this amount of points, you are in like mega stress.
That's me.
I'm sure moving, yeah, and,
oh yeah,
starting a new job, yep, are like really high up there. Yep, yep, so, you know, yep, our, yep, family doesn't really ever do things in halves. No. We just like to,
yep,
you know, go, yep, full throttle and everything.
Yeah.
And so here we are again.
Yeah.
Changing, moving house, changing schools, a new job for me.
That's huge.
I've been on leave from my job for about a year now. Unpaid, and have come to the decision that I can't go back. Mm. It's a full-time role and they weren't open to having part-time options. Mm. And I really so can't hard. Work full-time, mm, and my husband work full-time and, mm, manage our, no, family and
hard,
actually live in a way that is actually healthy for our family. We just kind of got to this point about a year ago like where I realized I was completely wiped out, mm, and I wasn't able to be the kind of parent I wanted to be with our kids with differing needs and diagnosis. And so I've just realised in the last year how much more relaxed I am,
yeah,
without, mm, having the pressure of full-time work. And so I quit and chucked it in.
Wow, I've been, what a feeling,
with this place for over a decade.
Wow, and, huge.
Yeah, I've resigned and picked up just one day a week and a bit of casual work, but which is great because it'll be some income, which is nice. Mm. But I'm also just going to decide that I'm going to take a big leap of faith and start my own business.
Wow.
Huge.
And I think actually it's been one of the greatest gifts my child's disabilities have given me is the permission to consider an alternate way of, yeah, life.
Well, that's the truth.
And permission to have the courage to give it a, yeah, go. You know, there's many challenges, we all know it, but this has been a real gift to us. I don't think I would have considered the radical change in work and perhaps starting, yeah, my own business if,
no,
we hadn't have had children with, you know, additional needs and disabilities.
Not.
So,
all, yeah, not all, Mandy and I.
Yeah, I'm so really excited about
scary,
what that could look
amazing.
Like. And, I'm absolutely, I'm equal parts excited and absolutely petrified.
Yeah.
But this could all blow up big time. Yeah, just, but it's okay because I've got that one
just
day
give
week
it a go.
Stable
give it a go.
Income, and then the rest we can be brave and bold, right, and try something new.
Yep. Yep.
So that's, yeah, really cool. Anyway, really enjoyed your podcast about with Sarah from Wholesome Foods.
Yeah.
I really liked her line about being in her 40s and actually not giving a fuck about being everything to everybody anymore.
Yeah, cannot.
I'm 36 and I think I've hit that point as well.
Yeah.
Where I just want to love my family deeply, love myself, and just live the kind of life that only our family can live.
Yeah, that's freeing,
and be
actually
content in that, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's really
yeah,
really freeing.
It is freeing.
When you give less F's about,
oh, yeah,
what other people think.
Yep.
And just care more about how your,
yeah,
own family is going and functioning,
yep,
and how you
yourself up, though,
and your own well-being.
And keep trying.
Yeah.
So thanks, Sarah, for giving me that good one-liner. Not giving any more F's about what other, you know.
What about the palm tree and the
all people.
Did you like that line?
and just being brave in making big decisions and following that. All right. Thanks so much, ladies.
Done.
Love you long time.
Love
bye.
Too,
I remember I just gave myself 2 years with the sleep work. I thought,
definitely,
I'm going to give it 2 years. Miss 12 was in three-year-old kinder, four-year-old kinder. I thought I'm going to give myself
see
until she
goes.
Gets to school.
Yep.
And if it doesn't, if it's not working, I'll do something else.
Yep.
I was privileged enough to be able to do that. So, you know, it does –
I think most businesses, my business took a couple of years.
Well,
for me
I remember
to earn
a lactation
money.
Consultant came to me and she said, and she was doing a sort of similar thing, home visiting and stuff. And she said it took her 7 years.
Yeah.
So I think that's actually the truth.
It takes a really long time.
And
some
now
of us,
it's been 9 years. And yeah, it definitely.
It takes a long
takes
time.
Takes a long time. And you've got to be able to have the backup finance to be able
yes,
to do that.
Yes, you might
that.
Have to do another job while you're
that's
doing it.
Right.
And that's exhausting.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. Anyway, let's hear from more peas.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, Peas.
Hi.
It's Georgie from Salt Lake City, Utah. I was just going to call in and tell you a story that happened over the summer while we were traveling.
Oh, yes.
We were going to a bunch of different national parks here in Utah to see all the different sites. And one of them we were at, we ran into this couple from New Zealand. And my son says, "You guys sound like you're from Australia." I know that because my mom listens to this podcast and I hear their accents all the time.
It's very similar.
And they said, "No, we're not from Australia. We're from New Zealand." And he immediately ran to the back of their car because he wanted to see their license plate and see if the license plate said New Zealand, because that's something he likes to do while we're traveling is see where everybody's from based on the license plate on their car. And then we had to explain that while they were traveling here to see the sites, they didn't bring their car from their country. So, but he had fun talking to them. They were very nice. They showed him their license and ID from New Zealand, and he was very excited to speak with them about their country and how fun it was for them to see, be here in Utah with us and see all the stuff here. Anyways, I just thought that would be a fun story to hear.
Yeah, thank you.
Love your podcast. Thanks for continuing to create this wonderful community.
Thank you, Georgie. You're a valued member.
You are.
Yes, and Utah, beautiful.
I'm a bit obsessed with Utah houses.
Yes, me too.
I've got them on Pinterest. Yeah. I watch every Netflix show. I'm like,
and Jane on Instagram. Oh, I love her, the Utah moms.
What? Your houses are massive.
I know.
Got these towering mountains in the background.
I know. It looks like the most idyllic place.
It really does.
Yes.
So,
yes, you're lucky duck.
Yeah, yeah. It looks beautiful. Yeah,
beautiful. Thank you, everyone, for the beautiful messages. We love hearing from you, especially in accent, Georgie.
Thank you. And people have been sending, I know we spoke about it last week, the meme, I think it's in Sydney and Melbourne, I'm not sure if everyone else has got it, but about the different seasons, like magpie sweeping season, fake spring or whatever. And
Deception
I love it.
Spring.
Deception spring.
Me too.
I love it. I love all the messages that you send to all the different ways you can contact
us.
Yeah, you're all, you bring joy.
And you really do.
Lots of people message to say they've just started listening and we appreciate everyone.
Yes.
Never think. I send message to every podcast I listen to.
Yeah.
Even if they never get back to me.
Yeah, I always say, don't need to reply. I sent a message to Dylan Alcott because the new ads that he's putting up, and Molly audibly gasped with the Weet-Bix kid on the top of the mountain in a wheelchair. Yeah. And so I said, don't reply, but I'm just letting you know. She made a noise when she saw the Weet-Bix kid on top of the mountain. Yeah. So this whole range of ads that he's put out that have replaced iconic ads with people with disabilities, incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah. So he didn't reply, it's fine. No, I don't expect people to reply.
No, but
sometimes I just want to tell them my thoughts.
Well, and also never know if that person's having a bad day, if that person's feeling like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And it's lovely to engage with the community because we talk, we don't know who you are.
Yeah,
and I love it.
Right.
I love these speak pipes
for
that.
Me too. It's the best.
Yeah.
Right, you cry.
So I've had lots of things to cry about, and I'm not going to vague book, but I just can't talk about them.
Oh, no.
My life is amazing. I am so glad I've made the choices I've made, but it's tricky.
Mm.
And so I have probably cried more in the last couple of weeks than I've cried in a long time, but I'm also fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to acknowledge that the two thing can, the two things can exist, as peas know.
Yes.
So I'm not going to go into it, but I have cried.
I cried a teary when I got to see Moulin Rouge. So I went with my friend Charlotte, and it was just like the week of Darren being in hospital.
Yes.
And it was just like, how is this going to work? And it I think it was a week. He just got home.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
You can't even imagine getting dressed and leaving the house.
No, but she picked me up.
Good, great friend.
She drove.
Perfect.
Like,
I didn't have to use mental load.
Yeah, because I was like, I'll drive to you. And then she's like, I will come and get you.
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
You know, just sit down and just listen to great music and
dancing.
And actually, I was a little bit like, I'm not sure if I can handle the intensity of it. I was like, I'm going to be having the can, you know. And I'd just come from such intense home.
Yes.
But actually, it was magnificent. Yes. So thank you, Charlotte.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was lovely. Yeah, it was just a bit of a weep, like, oh.
I think stage shows often make me weepy. Yeah. Definitely,
Incredible. Make a difference.
Actually, I don't know. Have I spoken on here? I could tell you a cry that I did. I went to the football.
Yes.
Have I spoken about this?
No.
So I went to the football. St Kilda lost.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
Yeah.
Not one bit. I think I spoke on here about I've never been to finals football in my life. I had young children or I was a Seventh-day Adventist and I couldn't go on Saturday.
Yeah.
Went to the MCG. There was the national anthem, acknowledgement of country. I wept.
Yes.
My partner, who could give two shits about footy, wept. I was like, this is like
it's collective something.
Yeah, and it's a spiritual experience, weirdly.
It is.
Being at the MCG. Yes. If you've grown up in Melbourne or Australia, you've seen it at the cricket and so many things. And I was just like, I am so happy to be here.
Yes.
I don't care what the outcome is, and I didn't. So, that's my cry.
Beautiful.
Okay. Now I can tell you my difference.
Yep, go.
My make a difference is my beautiful friends, Rachel and Aaron, who have been above and beyond for me in the last year. There's just no words. They get this thing called Farmer's Pick. So Farmer's Pick is a box of fruit and veggies that the shops don't want because they, I don't know, wrong size, wrong shape. And these people are saving them from landfill. And you just get a random box of veggies. Right? So Rachel and Aaron get one that's slightly too much for them. They take the veggies they want and then every Friday they leave a box of veggies on my porch.
Awesome.
And just so amazing to not have to think about buying them.
Yep.
I quite like cooking, even though I go through phases of not. And now I'm like, oh, I've got a leek and a zucchini.
Yeah, what am I going to make?
Yeah. So I just think for them, it's probably not that. But it is a big deal. They drive to my house. They drop it off. They pay more. It's a huge thing. And, that's my make a difference. Yeah. I love it.
And with your new partner, you can cook for her.
Yes, the boys don't eat that food.
I can see how that's come back for you.
Yes.
Yeah, great. My make a difference was Molly and I are on the committee with Special Olympics and we, along with the team, organised a talent show and a disco.
Yes.
And it was just so
good. I wish you could see the photos, please.
Good. And Molly was an MC with Harry, who you know, who you've heard interviewed.
Yes.
And they did such a great job. And my family did a little skit and I won't tell you about it, but it made everyone laugh.
Of course it did. You were born before.
And we also had DJ Cooper as our the disco.
Oh,
and
awesome.
It was just, you know, mixing my worlds and everyone, just seeing everyone dancing and the talent show. Incredible.
DJ Cooper going off.
I know. He was fabulous.
Yeah.
So, it was such a magical night.
Oh.
It's going to be ongoing now. We'll do it every year.
Good.
And interestingly, we had it at my old church because Charlotte, my friend. Yeah, because it's an awesome facility.
Oh,
and Charlotte does all the booking.
For that stuff.
So I've had all this stuff.
I know, yeah.
So anyway, it was really fantastic because I wasn't triggered going there. And I reclaimed the space for the best people.
Yes.
And
so
it was
great.
Just wonderful. And Charlotte was awesome. And the church was fantastic. And they were so thrilled to have us.
Yeah.
And everything worked beautifully.
Good.
So it was really, it was a huge thrill for everyone. And to see Molly up there speaking with a microphone, I mean, that just makes you want to howl.
Yeah.
For all the years of speech therapy, for all the little worries of her, you know.
Confidently.
Oh, confidently.
Yeah.
And then she'd say, good job. You know, like just every word. You could see our whole family just soaking up every word of her standing up there. I made her wear a dress.
She didn't make her wear a dress.
I kind of did. I said, come on, you need to present yourself. If you're part of the leadership and you can't just wear your, you know, Spider-Man t-shirt everywhere.
No, you can.
So you can. I know, but I was trying
of growing
to,
up
I was
knowing
trying
that
to encourage her about where you're at depends on where you can,
yes,
what you
right.
can wear sometimes.
Absolutely,
that's
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, what about your laugh?
So my laugh actually just happened recently. Mandy was here. So somebody sent us some fidget toys.
Yes.
Which we'll talk
coming
about.
Coming up in the future.
Yep. And it's school holidays, so I got Buzz and Woody to come down and look at them. And I said, look at these. And Woody just said, oh, don't you just love metal? And
we're all like, yeah.
Yeah.
We do
yeah,
love
we
metal.
We do love metal. And I just thought, oh, no. Everything is a joy.
Everything.
Every day I
everything
get something.
That
and
comes out of beautiful
yep,
mouth
yep,
is
yep.
the best.
So we had all had a play with metal. And
yeah, we yep. all did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was, that's coming up.
It's so, coming up. We'll talk about them more.
Yeah, we will. My laugh was organising the talent show. Mm. The talent kept changing their minds.
Well,
so I had someone was singing Hopelessly Devoted to You, then they were changing it to High School Musical. Then someone was doing a soccer skills and they changed to kickboxing. And I was just thought I had it all sorted. And Darren said, Mandy, this is what talent does. talented people change their minds. And we just laughed.
This is art.
For ages is... about the talented people. And of course they're going to change their of minds. Course. But here I was, I can't do it. I can't even do Excel with spreadsheets, right?
No.
So I'm just doing it on Word.
I'm the
like,
same.
Number one.
Yep.
Mia, number two.
I get excited if I hit return and it puts the number two in. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
So I was like, okay. And I was trying to organize like songs to the lady who was doing sound and,
oh, yeah.
you know, all of it. And then we're not doing that song anymore. And then he's just like, Mandy, what? Of course, talented people change their minds.
I'm sure the Masked Singer deals with this all the time.
I mean, constantly. But what I also reclaiming it was like, I've got all these skills from running services
right.
in the church.
You do.
So I was just like, I can use these.
You can.
You watch me organize something.
Oh, mate.
Like, watch out. I was just like, I can do this with my eyes closed.
Yep.
It was the room where we got married in as well, but it's all changed
yeah,
completely
renovated.
Changed. So anyway, it was just lovely to be able to say to the girls, you know, where we got married, and they're like, whoa. Now we're all in here doing it with the people we love.
Yeah, that's right.
Not that we didn't love the people at our wedding,
no,
but
no,
you know what
different.
I mean.
Yeah.
18 years later.
No, you wouldn't have known.
No, I would not have known that this is what I was going to do. And it just felt enormous.
Yeah.
So I'm just telling all you.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, the future
you love
may be
us.
Different than you think.
Yes. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have to go.
Yes, Mandy has to go.
Anyway,
she's literally got to walk out the door right now.
I've got to work. So
see
bye,
you.
Everyone.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.